And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I'm a bit husky this week, Tony. I'm a bit throaty.
Yeah?
A bit throaty. I've had some big nights over the last few days. More of that later on in the show, but it's been a legendary weekend. And I've got a word of the week as well, my friend.
Okay.
Word of the week. It's not rude.
Good.
Controversially. It's not rude, yeah. You know how you go around to some people's houses and you would describe it as minimalist?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I've decided that my flat is now maximalist. There's shit everywhere in the Highwayman's Lodge. I've gone completely maximalist. So that's it. That's the only word I've thought of. If you do have a word of the week, by the way, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, word of the week. However, I do want to kick the show off. Shall I kick the show off?
Yeah, do it.
And then I'll ask you about you after. Because we're going straight to Japan Files for this first one. This is Falsies on Heat, Vegetarian.
I'm a vegetarian.
So, Tony, Falsies on Heat, Vegetarian.
Yes, that was short.
An interesting start to what promises to be an interesting show. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Falsies on Heat.
No, MySpace.com/Falsies on Heat, 1980.
Oh, really?
I've got chances this week. It's Paulie B and Internet 1, Tony Nil. You're listening to Project Marv. Any news on Marv?
He was in the studio a couple of weeks ago, but as usual, I think it was a Tuesday, and he told me on the Saturday before, so I was already booked up. I've not heard from him since then, but he's getting quite frustrated. Just wants to finish it. I know that much. I will try and clear some time for him. But he's down a drummer. He's got no drummer, no singer, and I don't turn up, so he's got no guitarist. I'm not quite sure what he's got. Yeah. So
it's just Marv. It's not even the project at the moment. It's just Marv.
It's Marv.
Oh, fair enough.
So yeah, he needs help, I think. So I'll go.
Oh, we know that.
He's still listening though, apparently. So hi, Marv.
Is he? Oh, watch him, Marv.
Yeah.
And also, hello to Hussy Skunk listeners, Wicked Radio listeners, and Roach Radio listeners.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll have a little chat about that later on. I've got some MySpace comments for you, mate.
Cool.
Yeah, we're chilled out tonight, aren't we?
We are. It's Monday night of the bank holiday weekend.
It's post Easter knackeredness. If you are on MySpace, make sure you add us, myspace.com/punkyradio, and when you do, leave a comment. We don't get many comments off MySpace now. I realise most of you are on Facebook, but we don't. I love getting MySpace comments when they're good. Sadly, these ones aren't. But anyway, I've got three this week. Right. Hey, guys. They're really inspirational. Hey, guys. Thanks for playing us last night. Like the intro, haha, you saucy devil, you. Great show, the Veronas. She's a hot chick. She's a hot chick, the Verona lady. Well, at least I hope it was her and not Glenn. Okay. That might sound wrong. If it was Glenn, if it was Ratbone, if he's calling me a saucy devil, I'm a bit concerned about that. No, I'm pretty sure it's Lady Verona. Oh, Lady Verona. Next up, Yo Yo. Thanks for the spin on Punky Radio. Awesome. Loved it. Thank you and best wishes. Sinking Cities. You see what's happened here? The only people left on MySpace are bands.
Yeah.
Oh, but what's this? Paul and Tony, I hope you both had a lovely Easter filled with pretty eggs and cute bunnies, ideally of the Playboy variety. Photos of the punky Easter egg I made you will be sent along shortly. Apoog, apoog, Amberance.
Very nice.
And she has sent me the photograph of the punky egg. And I will put it up on our MySpace page and our Facebook page, etc., etc. And thank you so much, Amber, for all you've done for us. Because she comes up with great stuff, don't she? She did that brilliant... she did the poem, didn't she?
Yeah, that's still on the MySpace, yeah.
Fantastic. Do give that a listen. It's absolutely brilliant. And I am, of course, looking forward to my half birthday, Amber.
Excellent. And a few months left.
When I understand you're going to be sending me some naked shots of yourself. Pay for those. Oh, Amber, you've got no idea. Oh, Amber. Sorry, I was thinking out loud again, wasn't I?
Yeah.
So, Tony, what have you been up to? Anything?
I've been having painful experiences at the gym.
Bad
men hurting me.
Right, with all those well-honed men.
Yeah. one more person tells me pain is no pain, no gain. I'm going to fucking kick them in the arse.
Well,
honestly,
that'll be some pain for them.
Exactly.
And
I'll gain.
Proving their point. No pain, no gain. You're absolutely right. Smack. Oh, that is better.
You're right. Thank you.
So just kick them. When they do it, kick them in the shin.
What do you think of that?
Fuck it. Go the whole hog. Give them an angry pirate. No pain, no gain, my friend.
Fucking bastards.
So, are you still going down the gym then, or have you?
Yeah,
up?
Well, it was one of my resolutions. So, three times a week, I'm going to the gym. And when I joined, I got a if you had a personal trainer session, three sessions, you got your money back. So obviously, I'm up for that. So I got my joining fee back after going three times, but the guy just stomped me into the ground. It was just all these repetitions and weights and whatever, twat. But I've got my money back now, so ha. And I can just do what I want when I go. But yeah, I'm keeping it up.
I don't understand about getting your money back. I don't understand what
you're
talking about.
There was an offer where you pay to join the gym £30,
right.
But if you go seven times in the first month, three of which of those are like personal trainer sessions, you've got your £30 back. So it's like an offer. So basically I got a month for free if I went seven times.
Oh, right, okay.
But three of those had to be training, like a trainer. And that's obviously where he tries to sell you his services.
Fuck
this. This guy's fucked.
I don't want a personal trainer. I want a personal shopper to go to the off licence.
Exactly.
That's what I want.
Personal chauffeur. Chauffeur.
I tell you what, you go down the gym, I'll go down the offie and the bookies.
Sounds a bit of trade.
Hey, have you got any podcasts, Andy?
I do. Thank you all for your votes so far. We're mid-April now, so plenty of time left this month to vote for us if you haven't already. Easiest way to do it is go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because I read them out, all of them, and I'm still working through the backlog, so here's another six. Thank you all. Punky Rocks. Whether you're clubbing seals, trying on ladies' pants or swearing at nuns, Punky is great for any occasion. This show rocks. Love Tom Baldy. Thank you very much, Tom.
Tom Baldy.
Tom Baldy.
Hey, that's what. Read those things out again. What was it? Swearing at nuns and what?
Clubbing seals, trying on ladies' pants, or swearing at nuns.
It's just any old Tuesday in the Hymer's Lodge.
Yeah. Right. Kim Blurred. Sending birthday wishes
Kids
to Tony.
Kim Blurred. Kim Blurred. We haven't said Kim Blurred, but we need to get her back in, don't we? Kim Blurred.
Kim Blurred. What if people would actually understand
Bank
that?
Hanging around in my diary in Kim Blurred.
Kim Blurred. sending birthday wishes to Tony from the Dirty Mountain, Twilight and Thebes.
Twilight and Thebes, they live on the side of a dirty mountain.
Are they using that for their show?
I don't know.
Wonder if they are.
Tony, I don't even listen to Punky. I don't listen to fucking anything. I don't know what's going on.
Fair enough.
I do normally listen to Punky.
Get in touch, let us know, Twilight and or Thebes. Probably Twilight.
Yeah, because obviously we're too stupid to... Because I haven't listened to Total Talk. Does that still happen, Total Talk?
Well, yeah, I still get them downloaded, but I've not listened to one in a while.
Yeah, so I just don't listen to anything, really. Well, I listen to a lot of music.
Right.
Now I've got big, funky stereo, so... My man, Maximalist Stereo. Sorry.
Cool. March vote. Favourite band from last week's show? Wonk Unit, Kathy. Got them listening to them. They are great. Bill from New York. Yes,
Bill Hance, Little Miss Liberal, dabbling in politics. It is a truly great song. Oh God, the pool phone.
Okay, I'll carry on.
At least this was not Mumma Mother.
No shit, I'm a.
Hi, you're live on Punky Radio. Oh, so much, she's gone.
Okay.
Quite clearly, that was enough to freak him out.
No shit, I'm a real band. I like real bands. Enough said. That's from the Concrete Gods. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, and what a great cover that was.
Yeah. And that was
you
quite,
are fake,
and that was about, yeah, well, we played them last week, but this was about a month ago, so it was quite good timing, really.
Very much so.
Yeah. There'll probably be another one from them in a month from last week.
Yeah.
Great show, guys. Keep up the good work. From Mark Tutton. Thank you very much.
Well, that's just correct facts.
Hmm. And finally, Punky Rocks. After over 2 years of listening, they are still my favourite podcast. Paul and Tony make my week. Anne Kay. Thank you very much, Anne.
Anne Kay. She's up there with Amber. Anne Kay.
She's dedicated.
Anne Kay's, she's, well, I don't know how old she is. I mean, it isn't polite to ask girls how old they are, is it?
No.
I'd much rather ask them whether they can take all of me into their mouths.
Okay.
But, yeah, and Kay the honey. I'm not sure I don't know what the correct term for Anne Kay is. Coming from me, for a man of my age, whether she could be considered MILF or not.
Hmm.
I'm on dodgy ground here.
A little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to back out of this.
That's
chat.
That's it for Podcast Alley.
Is it really?
Yeah. Thank you for your notes.
Well done. Thank you all for voting at Podcast Alley. Yes.
There you go.
We're not right this week, are we?
No.
I think we better play another song. This is right. Tony, next song. Aces and Eights, my friend. Okay. Aces and Eights. Leeds Psychobilly Band. Punkabilly Psychobilly Band. Got in touch. I've got a letter from them. Which, because I like it when people go to a bit of trouble, yeah? And they've sent us all sorts. I'm just getting... text going mentally. Right then, it's just a handwritten letter. Now then, like the show, like what you're doing, we have a mini album out on Raucous Records on the CD included, mixed with demos from various places. Hope you enjoy. We're doing some more recording soon, so I should hopefully have more material for you. Why don't you give me a holler? I'll get you into gigs for now when I can. Cheers. Hey, thanks a lot, man. I think that's from the lead singer.
Cool.
And basically, if you go to the trouble, what he's done, he's basically put stuff on a CD for us, right? Which is really, rather than just send us a CD, he's gone, no, that's not enough. They're not just getting that, they're getting these extra bits and bobs as well. So I've picked a track off it, and we'll be playing something else off it because it's absolutely brilliant. What I want to know is, what is Aces and Eights MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Aces and Eights.
Nearly. MySpace.com/ The Creature That Etched Sheboygan.
Huh. Fair enough.
I thought Tony will never get that. It's
you'd be right.
It's probably being the internet 2, Tony 0. And this is The Creature That Etched Sheboygan.
toboggan, Hogwell man or two. I'm a dirty toboggan, and next time it ain't you.
That's Ace and Aches, the Creature that Etched Sheboygan. Absolutely fantastic band. Do make sure you check them out. And the reason that I played that track is because that is their MySpace page. MySpace.com/ The Creature That Ate Sheboygan. And the thing is, Tony, that you won't know about Sheboygan, but yeah. It's a town, I believe, in Michigan.
Okay.
I might have to... I'm not sure now, but it's an American town, I think. Anyway. Yes. So, Sheboygan. It's a great word to say, isn't it? Sheboygan. It's like she boy gan. Yeah, anyway,
nice.
This is called Slagleberry. Or as I'm calling it, Slagleberry. Something like that.
But nice.
Anyway, listen, mate, I've got a comedy suburbs for you. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Cool. This is coming. Thank you so much once again to Dave M, who sent us that brilliant, brilliant joke the other week. This is a bit of an epic. If you do have a joke you'd like us to read out, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. Right, that's what Dave M did, and here goes. Are you sitting comfortably, Tony?
This
is a bit epic.
Yeah.
A first grade teacher, Ms. Brooks, was having trouble with one of her students. The teacher asked, "Harry, what's your problem?" Harry answered, "I'm too smart for the first grade. My sister's in the third grade, and I'm smarter than she is. I think I should be in the third grade too." Ms. Brooks had enough. She took Harry to the principal's office. While Harry waited in the outer office, the teacher explained to the principal what the situation was. The principal told Ms. Brooks he would give the boy a test. If he failed to answer any of his questions, he was to go back to the first grade and behave. She agreed. Harry was brought in, and the conditions were explained to him, and he agreed to take the test. Principal: what is 3 times 3? Harry: 9. Principal: what is 6 times 6? Harry: 36. And so it went, with every question the principal thought a third grader should know. The principal looks at Ms. Brooks and tells her, "I think Harry can go to the third grade." Ms. Brooks says to the principal, "Let me ask him some questions." The principal and Harry both agreed. Ms. Brooks asks, "What does a cow have 4 of that I have only 2 of?" Harry, after a moment, "Legs." Ms. Brooks: "What is in your pants that you have but I do not have?" The principal wondered why would she ask such a question. Harry replied, "Pockets." Ms. Brooks: "What does a dog do that a man steps into?" Harry: "Pants." Ms. Brooks: "What starts with a C, ends with a T, is hairy, oval, delicious, and contains thin, whitish liquid?" Harry: "Coconut." The principal sat forward with his mouth hanging open. Ms. Brooks: "What goes in hard and pink, then comes out soft and sticky?" The principal's eyes opened really wide, and before he could stop the answer, Harry replied, "Bubble gum." Ms. Brooks: "What does a man do standing up, a woman does sitting down, and a dog does on 3 legs? Harry: shake hands." The principal was trembling. Ms. Brooks: "What word starts with an F and ends in K that means a lot of heat and excitement?" Harry: fire truck. The principal believed a sigh of relief and told the teacher, put Harry in the fifth grade. Even I got the last seven questions wrong.
Nice.
Nice gag. If you think you can beat that, or even if you don't, it don't have to be that long. If you've got a joke at all, just get in touch. See, that wasn't as long as I thought, but because it was typed big, Tony.
It was typed, okay.
It was typed big, yeah. Should we have a little chat about our internet radio friends here?
Yeah.
Because you haven't got a twat, have you?
I haven't got a twat.
Right, so if you just explain about the twatage, and then we'll...
So this is the second week in a row now, I have no twat. The well is dry. I've had a bit of a dry patch of late. I'm not happy about it. A bit embarrassed about it, to be honest with you. So please...
You've really scabbed over, haven't you, Tony?
Yeah. I need some kind of ointment, or just, you know... I just want some ointment. Need some twatment. So you must know a twat. If you do know a twat, email me tony@punkyradio.com. I just want their name, a reason for nomination, and where they're from. Simple
yes,
as that.
No, we don't want any hairy twat. We don't want any
you know,
big bushy beaver. We want some nice, smooth, shaved twat.
Nice.
Yeah, that's now, what I think.
Yes. Now,
I'm letting you talk, Tony, and you can't help it, can you?
No.
Come on, son. Do you know any poems?
No.
All right, listen. You know more about this than I do. We're on this new internet station, aren't we, called Roach Radio. What's all that about then?
So, Roach Radio is primarily a talk radio station. You can find them on myspace.com/Roach Radio. And we are on Friday night, well, Saturday morning officially, 1 a.m. EST. So
I think I need some EST on a trip to the moon. I've got you saying that EST. It's like everyone in the world knows what you're talking about. Is that Eastern Standard Time for the US?
Is that right? Eastern Standard Time?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
But yeah, so that's the Cockroach. I just found out the bump from them. They are the Internet's talk superstation, based in New York, but that doesn't really matter. Coming at you with stimulating programs like Ham Radio with Uncle Eddie, Free Beer, and the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, as well as sensational music shows like Radio Free Bakersfield and Mike Kerr's Rock Show, and Mark Kerr's Rock Show, rather, and also, obviously, Punky Radio.
And Punky Radio. That's
us.
I realise this is weird if you are listening on Roach Radio right now, why we're talking to you about Roach Radio. Because I suppose the thing that I don't ever think about is, if you just listen to one station,
yeah,
for example, then when someone tells you about it, you're going, what the fuck's he telling me this for? This is retarded. I'm here. I'm listening. Mm. Why are you telling me about this, you fucking prick? Anyway.
But if you are listening on Roach Radio right now, get in touch with us. Just to say hi, or just let us know you're listening. Always nice to know.
Yeah, we'd like to break our Roach Radio duck. Pop our Roach Radio cherry.
Yeah.
The cockroach. Oh, cock, Tony.
You have the cock, I'll have the twat.
I've not been untoward with you in a long time. This is the week, my friend.
Is it?
I reckon, yeah. You're a big man, aren't you?
I am. Don't like to brag. I'm nearly 6 foot.
I have been working out.
Yeah, I'm nearly 6 foot tall.
Yeah. I'm still fantasizing about Amber. Anyway, can't wait for these photos.
I haven't seen the picture of the egg. Why has she only sent that to you? That's disgusting.
I mean, why has she only sent it to me? What do you think, Tony?
Don't know.
Because I'm the fucking sex on this programme, my friend.
You're the fucking sex.
I'm
the
fucking sex on Punky Radio, yeah. Well, you're all safely sorted, aren't you, and all that, you know.
It's true.
I'm dangerous.
All right, okay. I'm
loose like a goose.
Loose like a goose, really?
I am. I'm dangerous. I don't really like tattoos, you know, but if I got a tattoo, it would have to be one on the top of my arm or somewhere, like a tag, that would just say, dangerous when pissed.
Right.
I think I would need that.
That's a bit, actually.
I get in some right fucking scrap. I've done it again this
week.
Don't
feed whiskey. Everyone thing.
Oh yeah, do not feed whiskey. I've done well there. When did I have a glass? I have had a glass of whiskey. Can't remember when. Doesn't matter. Yeah, because nothing too bad happened. Oh yeah, anyway, I'm just wibbling, aren't I? Should we do another song then?
Yeah.
Because you haven't got anything to say, have you? I've realised that's why we're just wibbling away. That's this right. Shady was shit this week, isn't it? The music's good.
Good.
Song 3, Ultimate Power Duo, Jack the Space Time Continuum. That's Ultimate Power Duo, Jack the Space Time Continuum. Do you like that tone?
It's nice.
It's all right. It's all right. It's interesting. Hmm. And they sent me an email out of the blue saying, "Can we send you something?" And I said, "Of course you can." And that came through. I thought, "Yeah, I can give that a bit. I can give that a bit." Thank you very much. But I haven't got the information to hand like a penis. So, okay. But they should be in our MySpace top friends, as should all the bands. I think all the bands on this week's show should be in our top friends over the next week. So do make sure that you check them out and add them if you like what they do. They are from Carnarvon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, boy. Yeah. Now then, Tony, yes. I don't know anything about GoDaddy, you see.
Okay.
And I was wondering if you could maybe tell me about the website GoDaddy to the tune of Chromosoma 3.
I can certainly try. Well, let's see. GoDaddy.
You said that like John Peel.
Did I?
Dry.
Well.
I surrender not, Barton. Sorry.
It's all right. Well, GoDaddy is an internet web service provider, and it should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website.
I do.
And you can start by registering your own domain name, or if you have one already registered, then that can be used for your site. And after registering your domain, you can then start building your site, and GoDaddy makes this a lot easier with their website builders.
I love their little website builders.
Do you?
Do they live in your computer?
They live in their computer, but you know
they live in their computer.
They help you out from far away.
Right, so the GoDaddy website builders live in their computer, and have they got tiny little hard hats?
Yes,
I've got a tiny little hard hat. That's not something sharp about it.
Not really.
Don't really think that's really. Sorry.
Maybe you just want to have a simple blog-style site where you can add your observations, pictures, and rant to your heart's content. Or maybe you want your own online shopping store. Well, GoDaddy can help there too.
They're amazing.
You can add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with an industry standard SSL certificate.
Now, hold on a second.
Yeah?
Is that as opposed to a padlock?
That's right. It's a virtual padlock.
You have to put a pound in.
Yeah, we get it back.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what's an SSL?
It's a SSL.
Oh.
And it will protect your customers' details.
They need protecting.
They do.
Certainly recently.
You can also set up a merchant account so you can receive and process credit card payments. And finally,
does this thing pick your bananas for you as well? It does everything, doesn't it?
It's great, isn't it?
I need my bananas picking.
Website builders do actually have a diet of bananas.
Do they?
Interesting fact. Yeah.
That is an interesting fact. You're a mine of information.
See, cool. And finally, the best news of all. If you enter the code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1?
You can receive a 10% discount. Or, if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY2. That's...
PUNKY2!
And that'll give you 20% off orders of £35 or more. Why is that particularly good?
Because of that exchange rate, baby!
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
Did you... Was that bit, that last line?
Yes.
Have you copied that off me, or did we copy that off the thing that they sent through all that time ago?
All
your internet and web hosting needs.
Is that it. One there? I probably copied it off you.
You got it off me, didn't you?
But you might have got it off them, but I got it off you.
I might just be some kind of, you know, advertising genius.
You could well be.
That's a really catchy line, isn't it? For all your internet and web hosting needs. I like that. Hmm. Catchy. We've only been saying it for 18 months. It's just occurred to me. However long it is. Pathetic boy. Oh, fuck it. This should be a band called Allegro. Right?
Should be.
And it should be a song, right, called Stringy. Right? Or, hang on, where is it? This should be Allegro and Stringies. Right, Tony?
Okay.
But it's not.
Right.
It appears to be Big Ski and Break Me Off or something. And I can't work out why, but it's really good, so I'm playing it anyway.
Good. Walking down the street all alone, bring my guns on his pocket phone. Shoot a boom, always drinking, covering my gold, don't like thinking cheap. Jumped in the walk alone, but you could not do it. Yeah.
hammer down the string. If you don't get no sexual champ, you don't get no sexual champ, you don't get no. I love you more than I did before.
Right, Joe, so I don't know who that is.
No, or what it's called.
Or what it's called.
Or is it definitely Break Off? We don't know.
It could be called Break Me Off.
Break Me Off.
It's basically, the PR company that sent me the CD have printed the CD up for the wrong band, I think. That's what's happened. They've sent us all the stuff for this band, Allegro, but then we've got this other band, actually, their music on the CD. But I liked it anyway. So I played it anyway. What I want to know is, Tony, just on the basis that we were supposed to be playing a track by Allegro, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Allegro?
No. MySpace.com/Allegro Forever. And I've just realised I didn't ask you about the MySpace page for Ultimate Power Duo, did I?
No.
MySpace. Who we played before?
Yeah, MySpace.com/Ultimate Power Duo.
It is. So it's now probably being Internet 3, Tony 1.
Okay.
I'm loving it this week. Although, oh no, shit, that means you can probably... You're going to claim a draw again. I'm gutted. I think I needed a 4-0 lead. this is the Chop Tops you're listening to right now. Tony, I haven't asked you about your Easter. What did you do over Easter? Come on, give us... Let's have a brief insight. A window.
A window into
onto
my
the world.
World
of Tony.
Unfortunately, it's rather dull. I've been working. Good Friday. Well, actually, no. Thursday night, it was my dad's 65th.
Congratulations to him.
Yeah. So we went, the family came up, because I've got family north and south, so we all kind of congregated in the Mansfield Woodhouse area. Great place. I went to my local Italian, which is bring your own beer. So obviously my family got suitably pissed. And we celebrated that Thursday evening, so that was good. And Friday was his actual birthday, so I popped up. And we bought him an iPod, so he now has a better iPod than me.
Well, yeah, haven't you only got a little MP3 player then?
Yeah, I've got a little iPod Shuffle.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I got him an iPod Nano, because he wants to listen to his music. And then, mostly I was working Friday and today. And the weekend we popped out for a little bit. I went to a barbecue Saturday with Steve.
Barbecue.
Soon as it was raining, but it was still good. Steve, the bassist from the band I'm in, he had a barbecue at his house, so we just had lots of beer.
Barbecue!
Beer, burgers, and a Guitar Hero. So we're playing Guitar Hero till midnight, which is a bit frustrating because I can play guitar and I can play a lot of the songs on there on guitar, but I can't play Guitar Hero.
I've never played Guitar Hero.
It's all right. It gets you get a hang of it, but I can still play guitar better than I can Guitar Hero, which is a bit odd.
How does Guitar Hero work then? I don't understand.
Well, you get a guitar and it's got five buttons on it for frets, and you have where the strings are. You have like a horizontal button, so you have to kind of press that in time,
right,
and hold down the buttons like you would a fret. So you have power chords, and they go two down at one time for some songs, or you can do solos on it. So it's pretty much like playing guitar, but you're not really playing a string, you're pushing a button. So it's a bit awkward.
Okay.
But you can do funky things, like it's got a whammy bar on it, so you can do that and it distorts the sound. Because also when you're playing it, if you miss a note, it misses the note on the actual game, so you can hear the mistakes. But the new one,
I don't think I'm going to like it.
I don't know. It's a fun game when you're drunk.
kind of.
It's a fun game when drunk.
Yeah.
You're clearly not the advertising expert I am, Tone.
I don't think so, no.
Guitar Hero. It's a fun game when you're drunk.
For your guitar hero and drinking needs. That was pretty much today. So yeah, we're going to probably go away for the weekend in a couple of weeks rather than this weekend because it would be absolutely mental. But we do need to go away somewhere. So we're thinking of maybe end of April having a weekend in London or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, we've been invited to go and see Bridget Hanley and the Dark Shadows in Europe and they've got loads of German dates.
Really?
Not going to make it here. Yeah, I got an email off Bridget today. Thank you very much, Bridget Hanley. And she said that it would be really, really nice to catch up with us. They said that they can't get to the UK this time. They're all over Europe. I'll maybe read the dates out next week, play some.
When is it?
She's great.
Ish.
April, May.
Oh,
well,
right.
May time. Yeah, okay. Whole of May, I think. Yeah, they're in Germany and Italy and Denmark and Prague. They've got a gig in Prague.
Nice.
Danger. Danger.
You'd be all right this time.
I would. Yeah. I would, actually.
The wine tasting would be much better this time.
The wine tasting was great last time.
Well, yeah, well, apart from the end of it. But the wine tasting, yeah, I'd love to do that because I missed it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you missed the wine tasting, didn't you? Cause, what, didn't you go to the fucking sex museum or something?
No, we went... I don't know where we went. We went for a walk and then we took us an hour to find you, by which time you'd already drank all the wine and we're ready to go home. So we got there as you were leaving.
No, that wasn't the wine tasting.
That was the back end of the wine tasting.
The wine tasting, yeah, that's when we were just doing bottles of red wine chasers with our steins.
Yeah.
That wasn't wine tasting. No, the wine tasting was before.
Yeah, before that. And then you went to the bar afterwards and yeah, drank wine. But the whole afternoon, I can't remember where we were. Went somewhere. Went just touristy stuff, I think.
Oh, did you go and take photographs? Did you
doing the tourist thing.
And yeah, the tourist thing. And we just got fucking smashed.
Yeah, all I remember is you just got back and you all just passed out. All arguing. So yeah, I'd love to, next time, if I go back to Prague, I'd find that place out.
Mate, I know exactly where the wine tasting place is.
I can remember
because it's
now,
just off the Charles Bridge. That's the thing. The girls said, right, we're going shopping, don't get pissed. And we looked around and went, wine tasting! Completely childish thing to do. Utterly backfired. But it did mean that you got out of a story, didn't you?
Yes.
It did mean that no one heard about you screaming at poo. Yeah. But I drove up, Roch drove me up to Bedford last night, and in the car on the way up, I asked him, he was moaning about what he'd done for Easter because he's got a little kid and the family came over and he cooked for loads of people and all that, and it was all this big Easter day with Easter eggs and all that, and he said what did you do? I said, you just made me laugh, Ross. He said why? I said, because I was thinking about my day while you were talking about yours and how much you didn't like it and how much I would have loved to have done that. He said, what did you do? I said, mate, I'm currently a single man on his own, practically divorced, banned from driving in a flat in Letchworth, and I sat by myself, didn't talk to anyone, and had fish fingers and chips and peas in silence. Fucking hell.
You are the sex.
What a life. I was devastated.
Dear.
I'm going to tell you more about my weekend of gigs and Easter, though, after the next song. Is there any... Forest are on the verge of going down again.
Oh, no.
After we... I'm on the verge of going down, Tony.
Okay. On a fish finger? What?
We won on Saturday. We beat Bristol City in the last seconds of the game, and everything went mad. My theory about the only successful strikers for Forest have stupid names. Have I told you about that?
No.
All Forest successful strikers down the years have had stupid names. And going back to Trevor Francis, which is obviously two Christian names, right? But just the whole lot, all the way through. And you look at our successful strikers, Stanley Victor Collymore, Teddy Sheringham, Pierre Van Hooijdonk, and our latest striker, Dexter Blackstock.
Nice.
They've always got stupid names, right? All the successful ones. That's why David Johnson was such a failure. I mean, he played well, but he never quite made it. Jack Lester did better, because that's a funny name, isn't it? Jack Lester. He did well. He did well. All right. So So we scored. We won a game. Here goes. Then we played Sheffield fucking United today. 0-0. And we got a player sent off early on in the game, and all the teams around us won. And we've just climbed out of the relegation, then we're back in it.
Yeah, I thought we'd get out of it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're back in. But we need to win the rest of our games to stand any chance. Our destiny was in our own hands, and now it's been taken out of our hands again by Norwich City. I'm going to play the next song, mate.
Okay.
I promised them I'd do an extra one off their brilliant album, 10,000 Volts, wasn't it? Was it 10,000 Volts? I've got it right here. Their brilliant album, which I have just got, and what am I doing here? The Priscillas I'm talking about, Tony.
Okay.
10,000 Volts on Nag's Head Records. What is the Priscillas MySpace page, Tony?
MySpace.com/ The Priscillas.
Yes, it is. And this is the first track of their album, All the Way to Holloway, Tony. This is well catching.
All the way to Holloway, they offered me Hollywood, but it could never be as good. All the way to Holloway, they offered me Hollywood, but it could never be as good. Let's go down Caledonian Road, catch the big red, and then you turn left. Let's go down and share a smoke, they may be bootleg, you could wind up dead. Me Hollywood, but it could never be as good. All the way to Holloway, they offered me Hollywood, but it could never be as good. Those guards are getting off work, they lose their shirts and go to Nags, had a drunk in the lake in their Sunday best, had a cheap lunch down the coronet. But it could never be as good. All the way to Holloway, they offered me Hollywood, but it could never be as good. Here comes the 29, let's go get in line. Well, it's a 253, but you can run for free.
Okay, so that was the Priscillas and All the Way to Holloway. And it's me, Tony, and that must mean, obviously, it's time for a little gig guide I do. So, are you ready?
Yes, Tony. I love it. Well, I love it when you're talking. You just go, anyway, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Right then. Well, here we are. Right.
Oh, dear. The pressure. Cool. Blimey.
Is it time for Tony's International Gig Guide?
It is. Well, actually, it's from Russ.
Is it really? So yeah. Russ's International Gig Guide. Giant cock.
Greetings, dear punky people. With another classic cover night added to the pages of goth history, we indulge ourselves once more at Luton's only post-punk pub night, Thursday Fury.
Thursday's good.
Well, if you put Thursday the 11th of April, I'm sure that's probably not right, is it?
Hmm?
What is it this Thursday?
Thursday the 18th, is it? 18th, 16th?
No, it says put 11th here. God. Thursday the 18th of April, we've guessed Paul B. Edwards.
And it's not the 18th, is it the 18th? 16th?
We'll put Thursday 11th, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever, does it? Yeah,
no,
it must be 16th. Thursday.
Yeah, because it was Saturday the 11th, where's the cover?
Yeah, and 18th Saturday.
Yeah.
Thursday, the 16th.
It's the 16th, yeah.
With Paul B. The Sex Edwards.
I am The Sex.
Yeah. Playing such delights as The Clash, Japan, Au Pairs, UK Decay, The Lurkers, Goldblade, The Cramps, New Model Army, etc. MySpace.com.
Yeah, I won't be playing a fucking New Model Army.
I didn't think you would be. MySpace.com/ThursdayFury. So, cheers for that one.
It's at the Black Horse. It's fantastic.
Yeah, he's not put that down either. God.
He hasn't done this very well.
He's
probably expecting me to push it.
You've got the date wrong, and you've not put where it is.
It's nearly enough to make him a twat.
Nearly.
So Russ from Luton is a twat.
Yay!
There we go, we got one in.
God, that feels better.
It's going to be great, I tell you. It's going to be well worth showing up this Thursday if you're in the Luton area, simply because I've never done a live DJ set before and I'm going to fuck up because I get distracted. I just get distracted. I'm not on it. I'm not focused. I'm not the fiend at the controls you need. I'm going, hello, mate, how's it going? Oh, no music. Hang on. This is awful. I'll be nipping out for a fag. Paul, you're working. Oh, yeah, sorry. But anyway, yeah, I'm playing loads and loads of stuff. He's asked me to play the Johnsons as well.
Oh, nice.
So even though it is 80s new wave old stuff, we will be playing. I'll be playing some stuff as heard on Punk.
Wicked.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really good fun. And it's free to get in. So, and I will undoubtedly be going back to my mate. Oh, God, I'll be going back to my mate Steve's afterwards. Oh, shit. This is going to get messy. That will be really good fun this Thursday. I saw Russ on Saturday night. Friday night, I'll tell you about myself. Last Thursday, I went to Bishop Stortford, where Ems showed up to see me. And, to see the show. But I only got to talk to him very, very briefly. Ems, I am sorry about that. Next time around, I promise you, I'll hang about a bit longer. But me mum and dad gave me a lift.
Oh, nice.
So I lift there, did the gig and a lift back. It was really, really nice. Nice crowd. Really good fun. I recommend the gig to people. If you're in Bishop Stortford, watch out for it. Just type in Comedy Bishop Stortford, you'll find it. I think it's called Barnstormers Comedy Night. It was very, very good fun. Friday, my gig in Hitchin, 170 people saw an absolute treat. Jeff Norcott and Gavin Webster at the top of their game. Brilliant night. Went up to Remix afterwards. And not many other people did.
All right.
It was really quiet up there. Roger was DJing in brilliant fashion. We all got... Gavin Webster was with me. And the last act, he was staying over. So we got very, very leathered. Very leathered, Tony. Saturday, gig in Letchworth. And down on numbers, we had about 80 in. But he's doing all that,
yeah,
you know, and but again, really nice show. And then, and afterwards, me and Fat Boy came down
after Saturday.
Yeah, Fat Boy came down on Saturday.
Okay,
right. So he watched the show, and then me and him went over to the Covent. We went to Luton and just had an absolutely brilliant night. Loopy Lou was just different class, as usual. It was Small Paul's birthday as well. So Fat Boy met Small Paul, and he said he's the pocket Patelvis. He's Patelvis light. Yeah, he is. He's just a fantastic. He was leathered. I was fucking smashed. I talked to two beautiful girls who are at college at University of Hertfordshire, I think, and one lives in Hemel. And this is about the extent of the conversation I can remember. So, the beautiful girls, if I was telling you about Punky Radio and you're now listening, sorry. I just know that there's some people I just probably need to apologise for. That was a very, very... I don't remember going home, basically. I don't remember going home.
Okay.
Fat Boy just said that he'd survived a night in the Hireman's Lodge, which would suggest something happened when we got back. But I don't remember going home. In the morning, I woke up and there was detritus in the flat. This is how I became maximalist, right?
Right.
There was like one shoe in the middle of the floor. No Fat Boy to be seen. An unsmoked spliff on the table. Now that's unbelievable, isn't it? That we clearly had enough about us to make one, but not enough about us to smoke it. We just must have been fucked. So anyway, that's that. Then, as I say, Easter Sunday, all day by myself doing nothing. Roch picks me up to go to the gig in Bedford. Now, the Bedford gig, we had about 70 in at the first show. We only had 20 at the second. I thought the Hitchin and Letchworth numbers were down a bit. I thought, fuck, there could be no people here. And I'd resigned myself. They said to me, what's your target? I said, how many tickets have you sold? They went, 2. And I said, well, look, if we get 25 people in, I'll be happy. They started rolling up at 25 to 8, and it didn't stop. It was fucking packed.
Wow.
And it's fucking brilliant. And there was a huge amount of just beautiful women not wearing very much there. It was really one of those audiences I like. There was a girl on the front who had, really pretty girl, who had those, you know, those latex sort of footless tights girls have started wearing.
Mm-hmm.
They are trousers, but they're just amazing. But the thing is, girls, they can't wear underwear with them. So you do get some camel's hoofery going on. It's brilliant. It's not a toe, it's the whole hoof. And she was just sat on the front row, and she just crossed and uncrossed her legs at the start of the show. And I was like, oh, thank you very much. She just said, I knew I shouldn't have sat here. It was just all piss funny. And then when the gig finished, we then moved into the SOS bit of it afterwards with Roch DJing. Another 50 people came in.
Oh, wow.
It was just a great night. And the thing is, yeah, it didn't finish till 3 in the morning. Paul started drinking red wine at 7. I realised then, that's obviously when I woke up this afternoon, that, I'd drunk red wine for 8 hours.
Jesus.
Again, don't remember going home. I'm not proud of this. I'm not saying, hey, kids, this is how you should behave. But yeah, don't remember going home again. But again, there was just stuff sprayed all over the flat. Fortunately, all the stuff that was supposed to come back did. Roch must have helped me into the house, I think. I think that's possible. But anyway, thank you, Roch, for being a great man yesterday. And me just getting completely leathered. In a fortnight's time, of course, Tony, it is the next Dolly remixture.
Yes, it is.
And it features Lord Bishop Rocks.
Oh.
And that can only mean one thing, Tony.
What's that?
I'll be leathered again. Bang the tooth on my account. And, great, great line. I'm really looking forward to seeing the Glamouramas. Oh, yeah. The beautiful Domino Burlesque and the sexy Duchess Divine. The Lord isn't going to know what to do. He's not going to know where to look.
I think he will.
Well, he will know where to look, yeah, at the girls. Of course. And we've got female stand-up comics and a female magician that night as well. It's just going to be men, women everywhere. Matt the Evil Lesbian is going to be in a mess. But anyway, it does mean that I've got to play a Lord Bishop Rocks track now that we've been waiting to play for ages, and it's live, isn't it?
Yeah, it sounded like it was.
Come on, let's get the thing out of the way. First of all, what is the Priscilla's MySpace page?
Priscilla's?
We've done that one, and you got that right. So it's at that point, it was probably the Internet 3, Tony 2. What's Lord Bishop Rock's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/LordBishop.
Yeah, it is bollocks. Yeah. Tony 3, probably be the Internet 3. This is great ass.
All right. I want to thank everyone for coming out tonight. It's been a pleasure to play here. First time here at the Spirit 66. I want to especially thank Mr. Garon for having us here tonight. Thank you, brother. Can you put your hands together for Mr. Garon here in Spirit 66? And I want to thank all of you people for coming out tonight. Hopefully we'll come back at the end of the year, early next year, and you can see us again. We'd appreciate it. Please pick up a flyer and check the website. Make sure you see where we're going. Follow us around if you want. We can you can live with us, you know, get in the bus, go with us all over the planet. That's cool. This next song goes out to Garon. This is on our album Sweat and Blood. And this song is called Great Ass. We'll be right back.
sun's coming down on the beach, baby. And I wasn't, you shook out there. Well, the sun's coming down on the beach, baby. And I wasn't, you shook out there. Peter, chronology. Put down on the beach, baby. And I'm watching you suck up, man. Oh, the sun's coming down on the beach, baby. And I'm watching you suck on, man. Peanut could not a drink. You got a great ass. 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 I wanna hear you. You got a great ass. Come on. You got a great ass. You got a great ass. Get it in my baby. You got a great ass. Oh yeah. You got a great. Oh yeah. You got a great ass. You got a great ass. You got a great.
So there you go. Great ass, Lord Bishop Rocks. That's a great song, isn't it?
Great song.
Absolutely brilliant. So, hey, look, we haven't had a lot of involvement from you old listeners this week, have we?
Really, no.
It being Easter, I imagine a lot of you were away and stuff. But it does mean that for next week's show, there are a lot of things that we want you to do. So please do get on the computer and email paulieb@punkyradio.com with all the various things that I want you to do. Judgmental, Poetry Corners, Comedy Suburbs, Word of the Weeks. And what do people do for you, Tony?
I need twat. So if you have a twat to nominate, just email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. That simple. And if you are in a band or there are any gigs coming up that you think the world should know about, email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with the details of the gig, where they're at, where, what band, how much information, how much money it costs, rather, to perform for my international gig guide.
Is that Tony's international gig guide?
And if your name's Russ, then just try and fill out the details a bit better next time.
Yeah, otherwise you might be a twat again.
Yeah.
Most of the bands that we play this week should be on our MySpace Top Friends. I'll try and get to the bottom of what track we actually played this week instead of Allegro. iTunes, Tony.
Yeah, if you have iTunes installed, please do review us. Search for Punky in the music store or go to punkyradio.com, and on the left there is an iTunes link. If you hit that, it will be taken to our page in the music store, where you can review us 5 stars only, and I'll read them out. I read the US and Paul reads the UK. So we need your reviews, please, and they help us out massively.
Oh, and this week's gigs for me that I didn't mention, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'm in Swindon, then Forest Hill, and then Billericay. Oh, yeah, what? I've reached the top this week. Oh, God. Swindon, it's curry and comedy. I wonder if they'll have a cheese sandwich on top of it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, poo, go poo.
But you can't hear.
And then I'm going to throw you on the bed. I'm going to hold your ankles in the air and I'm going to take you up the ass.
Because you are the sex.
The sex in Billericay.